Comfort and safety. What is comfort? What is safety? Are they the same? Are they identical? Pause and truly ponder this. For if you misassume that they are one and the same, your opportunity for resuscitation to life through intuition will be lost. I recommend that you define for yourself what comfort is and what safety is. Define these for yourself as you begin to practice distinguishing energetically between this and that. Once you sense you are distinguishing them from each other, notice this. To recognize the distinction between comfort and safety in your own personal experience of them, how did you explore this? How did you attune? How did you come to your own realization of how they are similar and how they are different? This, your ability to notice how you know, is crucial in your ability to masterfully attune to subtle energy. Subtle energy awareness. What is subtle energy? Your five physical senses perceive a, by now very familiar to you, range of the frequencies to which they are attuned. Light, sound, heat, cold, and so on. Let's call these gross energies, not gross in terms of yucky, rather gross in terms of large. Subtle energy, on the other hand, is very fine. It requires you to be still and quiet in order to perceive it. It is like a whisper, like an ever so faint touch. It is delicate, and it is oh so precise. Gross energies, by their very nature, appear to inherit the freedom to be clumsy. They have lots of room to move. There is space for them to be abstracts and almosts and approximatelys. Subtle energies are on the mark. They are laser focused. They are exquisitely precise, for they lead you directly without veering to the treasure from which they call. Their source is exact, and they are beckoning and beaconing you directly to it. To recognize subtle energy, you must listen in. You must keenly sense, attuning yourself very, very clearly. Attuning to subtle energy is akin to finding a very precise radio station amongst a cacophonic range of static and 1,000 other stations near it. You, your attention, must be clear. How does intuition speak to you? This is where our journey together gets exciting, for this is when you begin to notice your own intuition. It's really very simple. It takes 1, desire, 2, dedication, 3, sometimes perseverance. And presto, your own intuition wiring will be intact again in no time. The first step is to begin to notice, to become aware. How does your intuition speak to you? Do you experience gut senses or hair checks where the hair on the back of your neck or arms or somewhere else on your body stands up as if electrified? Do you experience inner knowings or inklings, visions, or do you hear voices? Or when intuition successfully captivates your attention, how does it do this? As you become consciously aware of how intuition communicates with you, you'll begin, as if by magic, to notice it much more often. It will be as if the volume and the frequency of your intuition increase. They do so because you are now noticing what is already present, and as you begin to pay attention to it, it gives you more. Intuition is like a muscle in two ways. Just like physical muscles, as you exercise your relationship with intuition, it gets stronger. And as you pay close attention to it, the source of intuition recognizes this and it bestows more upon you. It's like good students and dedicated, innovative employees who are given the cream, the coveted, aspired to opportunities. You strengthen your relationship with intuition and you'll receive more of it. Lag time. It is common for many people, as they activate their desire to reawaken to intuition, to begin to recognize lag time. First, They begin to notice after the fact when they heard or sensed their intuition, yet they did not follow it. Often, there is a sense, a feeling of lost opportunity, or of the reason why something unpleasant happened, precisely what their intuition was attempting to draw their attention to avert. Often, it is this very awareness of loss or of unnecessary struggle that propels people even more keenly to begin to take heed of, honor, respect, and act upon the wise guidance of their intuition. The beauty of lag time is the principle inherent in it. The lag, the gaps between intuition speaking to you and you realizing that you didn't respond to it, get shorter and shorter, until eventually you notice immediately after the intuition spoke to you. And then you notice, ah, for this is the victory, as the intuition is communicating to you. This glorious victory is you standing in your place of ultimate benevolent power. When you arrive at this, when you meet intuition in the moment it is speaking to you, you are in absolute alignment with the divine. Your free will is vertically standing under divine will. There is no distinction. You can now hear God in real time. You and God are one.